From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. Human Rights Watch said Friday that Ethiopian forces have killed at least 140 people and wounded many more during ongoing anti-government protests in what the group says may be the biggest crisis to hit Ethiopia since the 2005 election violence. The group's new estimate is nearly twice the death toll it estimated last month. The government, for its part, has only confirmed 5 deaths since protests began in November. The protesters have been demonstrating over plans by the government to develop farmland outside the capital, Addis Ababa, into a new business zone. Turkish troops on a training mission in northern Iraq have successfully fought off an attack by Islamic State fighters, Turkish officials said Friday. At least 17 Islamic State militants were killed in the late Thursday clashes. Around 150 Turkish troops were deployed to the area to help train local Iraqi fighters to eventually retake the nearby town of Mosul, which is held by the Islamic State folks. Iraq's central government, which does not have a major presence in the area, has strongly objected to the Turkish deployment, saying it is a violation of its sovereignty. Turkey last month acknowledged a miscommunication with Baghdad over the deployment and has since relocated some of the fighters, but Baghdad is demanding a complete withdrawal. Belgian police say they have found the fingerprint of a suspect along with handmade belts that could have been used to carry explosives during a search of a Brussels apartment linked to the November 13th Paris attacks that killed 130 people. The prosecutor's office said the apartment searched in December had been rented under a false identity and may have been used by one of the 10 people arrested in connection with the attacks. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says implementation of the Iran nuclear deal could just be days away if all goes well. Kerry says Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif assured him that Iran intends to complete its obligations as rapidly as possible. In a separate development, Kerry rejected suggestions that the U.S. did not pay enough attention to North Korea leading up to its bomb testing this week. Kerry said North Korea has been at the forefront of talks with China, Pyongyang's biggest ally.
Now, China had a particular approach that it wanted to make, and we agreed and respected to give them space to be able to implement that. But today in my conversation with the Chinese, I made it very clear that has not worked, and we cannot continue business as usual.
Kerry says it's time for everyone, not just China, to make sure it's not business as usual when it comes to dealing with North Korea. In a related story, South Korea has resumed loudspeaker broadcasts along the border area, saying that they are a countermaneuver to Pyongyang's recent nuclear test that Seoul says violated an August agreement. In response to the noise, North Korea's military has increased the number of troops deployed along the border. South Korean President Park Geun-hye said Friday that the country is taking strong countermeasures against North Korea in close coordination with the international community. After twice triggering a circuit breaker mechanism earlier this week because of huge losses, Chinese stocks drifted in and out of positive territory in the first hours of trading Friday before closing up at the end of the day. The trading halt, called a circuit breaker, was intended to calm markets, but it seemed to be having the opposite effect, so Chinese officials suspended the rule late Thursday. With the circuit breaker deactivated, the Shanghai Composite Index gained 2%, while the CSI 300 index of the largest listed companies in the Shanghai and Shenzhen stock exchanges rose 2%. Other Asian markets were also volatile early in the day, but many ended in positive territory. Hong Kong's Hang Seng advanced 0.59% and Seoul's Kospi was up 0.7%. India's Sensex gained 0.3%. Stocks rose in Taiwan and were mixed in Southeast Asia. Sydney's S&P ASX 200 was off 0.4%. Japan's Nikkei ended the day down 0.4%, its lowest closing since September 30th. For more on these or any of our top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. From Washington, I'm Steve Karish reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.